Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
There's like so much going on this week, and it just it has to be the week that Melissa's out.
She missed out on a lot of content.
It's like, I feel like every major news story is breaking when she's out of the country.
She might not even have access to internet in the Dominican. She might not know about the slap heard around most of the world.
Yeah. It's the slap heard around the world, except for wherever Melissa is right now. Because we haven't heard from her much. She emailed us once this week. But other than that, which I'm fine with, like, I don't want to hear from her.
I was mad at her for email. You're on vacation.
You're
don't
on vacation.
Be emailing.
Melissa, if you're even listening to this right now, turn it off.
Yeah, right.
Okay? You know, you're on vacation. Enjoy yourself. But so the Will Smith thing goes down Sunday night. Then later in the week, our guy, Eric Church, the chief, he gets in. He kind of put himself in the hot water, but I think he acknowledges that the water is hot. Like, he knew jumping into the water that this is going to be scalding hot water.
He acknowledged that he was going to be diving headfirst into this scalding water and do with it what you will.
Right. It was like what's the word I'm even looking for? The pools? Or no. What are the little the beds of water like in the forest?
Marsh?
No.
Swamp.
No. You know, like that people will go swimming in.
Man made?
I don't know.
The quarry?
No, not quarries.
Lagoon.
I'll think of it. But anyway, the movie Dante's Peak, did you ever see it?
Probably a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. You shouldn't have watched it any time in the last 15 years. There's no reason to. But Pierce Brosnan, it's about...
Okay, yes.
It's loosely based off of Mount St. Helen exploding, the volcano. And it's basically in that... I don't even know where I'm going with this. In that there were... tidal pools? No, not tidal pools. Oh my gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Aquifers?
No. Gosh, what are they called? The beds of water that like you go swimming in, and sometimes they're bubbling. Spring. Hot spring? Would that be it? Spring?
That's a hot. There's a hot spring. It's a thing. That's a bubbling.
A spring. Let's just call it a spring. The springs were so hot, like people were going skinny dipping in them, and then the springs got turned up so high. The water got so hot because the volcanic eruption in Dante's Peak that the people burned and they scalded themselves. So that's where I was going back to Eric Church, that he knew he was getting into the scalding hot water, unlike those people in Dante's Peak. That was the worst analogy I think I've ever made in my entire life.
We now have to circle back, and I don't even think we said what Eric Church did. He canceled a show in San Antonio because he wants to go to the Final Four to watch his UNC Tar Heels play Duke.
As a sports fan, I respect the hell out of that. That is the greatest move ever, because I would do the exact same thing. If I had tickets to Eric Church's San Antonio concert, would I be bummed? Of course. You know, you plan your weeks around this, even if you're like coming in from out of town, especially.
That's the people I really feel bad for.
Those are the people I feel extremely bad for. But like, if you live in San Antonio and he canceled the show, he's going to make it up. And Eric Church is one of those guys. He's so good with his audience.
Well, you went to the show here in Chicago, and he went 3 hours, which is not normal?
He goes, no, it is normal.
Not normal for other artists. Yes. For him, it is normal.
Yes, for him, he'll go 3 hours, and he's constantly, during songs, grabbing things from out of the audience and just autographing for full songs. Like, it's incredible. He is a fan-first artist, and I love that about him. So there's no doubt in my mind, when he makes up the show in San Antonio, it's going to be bigger and better than it ever was the original time.
It would, and we have to understand, like, that's like him taking a day off of work for it. I know it sucks for a lot of other people. Like, if your daughter, I don't want to say that, if your favorite team was in the Super Bowl, you missing a day of work here, it's permissible.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So
right.
For him, shouldn't he also be allowed to take days off? You couldn't have seen it coming. Like, well, I have to take off March or April 1st because UNC could be in the Final Four.
Right.
Nobody saw that coming.
And it's like, and the stakes from a sports fan perspective, Coach K is like one of the most legendary head coaches of all time. Coaching Duke, one of the most legendary programs of all time. One of the biggest rivalries in all of sports is the Duke-UNC basketball rivalry.
Right.
They've already played for Coach K's final game at Duke.
And UNC crushed
them. And UNC beat them, spoiling his final home game at Duke. Now they're playing again in the tournament. And like people thought, like, oh, what if Duke and UNC meet in the Final Four? Like everyone said, but like nobody expected it to happen. UNC's like an 8 seed and Duke is a...
2?
A 2 seed, yeah.
But they were lucky to get that with the year they had.
Yeah.
They weren't expected to be here either.
So it's wild that it's, you know, that this is even going down. And now UNC, which Eric Church is a massive fan of, a diehard fan of UNC, and that's not just like a new thing. You will constantly see him on the sidelines of games. He's always at all sports, not just UNC basketball, but football as well. And he goes and now his favorite team has a chance to spoil Coach K's career, like send him into retirement with a loss in the Final Four while UNC advances to the national championship. I mean, that's a once in a lifetime thing. That is a once ever thing. So just like how Eric Church has diehard fans that would cancel everything in their lives, drop everything for an Eric Church show. He, too, is a diehard fan, not of himself, but of UNC. So, naturally, he's going to cancel everything that is in his way from going to this thing. And it just so happened to be a show in San Antonio.
So, I want to pick up on something you mentioned in passing that you, as a sports fan, can relate. So, I kind of touched on it earlier. And I think, you know, your daughter being born is an extreme example.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you miss for, I know you're a big Titans fan, let's say.
Yeah.
Titans are in a Super Bowl and it's moved to Mondays for some reason. Would you miss the birth of your daughter for your favorite team to play in a big game?
For a Super Bowl Monday.
Or what's the most extreme thing you would miss?
Birth of daughter. I don't think I would. Man, I would definitely not miss birth of daughter. I'd think about it, but I would not do it.
Okay. It's your wife's birthday.
Yes.
And you, your best friend gets tickets.
Honey, I love you. See ya.
Okay. Your anniversary.
Oh, 1,000%. Even more so than the birthday, probably.
Mom's birthday.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. Love you.
You, Melissa and Austin, are accepting a best show for the ACMs.
Can we Zoom?
Okay.
I that, to me, is like the biggest, I think, birth of child. Ooh, what about father-in-law's birthday? Because he, I know, a lot of times listens to this podcast. I don't think I would skip my father-in-law's birthday.
Why are you winking at me?
No, Titans in the Super Bowl, because that to me, I think, would be the biggest sports thing in my, and I'm a huge sports fan, probably just as big of sports fan, maybe even bigger than Eric Church.
Just Mizzou's not making the Final Four.
See, but that would be so rare. That would 1,000% be a once in a lifetime.
Okay, right.
If Mizzou went to the Final Four, or if Mizzou played in the national championship in football. Gosh, they were a game away when I was in college. That they were a game away twice.
When you were on the team?
No, that's probably why they were a game away.
They would have finished the deal.
Yeah.
So I'm interested by that because I think I understand both sides of this argument here. That one, tickets are being refunded, but hotels and stuff aren't. So for the travelers, it really sucks. But as sports fans, as employees,
right,
we understand the value of getting days off. So I have to respect it. And I love that he was honest about it. I think his cancellation is much better than Adele's.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. So I'm not mad at him. I think if it was anybody else, I would be.
That's the thing, too. It's like he could have very easily, as a celebrity, being in the position that he is in, very easily could have been like, oh, I'm not feeling well, or someone on my team has got COVID.
Yes, that would have been very easy, but he owned it. So I'm coming out of this with a lot of respect for him.
It is Hot Springs, by the way. I just looked it up.
Okay. You know what's funny? When you were talking earlier, I was trying to Google it, and I'm not getting anything.
If you go to YouTube right now, there's a clip of it on, if you just search Dante's Peak, the Hot Springs.
Okay.
The scene from the 1997 film is on there, and the people jump in, and they burn their skin off.
I think I do remember that.
It's so bad. Like, it's But yeah, so that's the hot water that, like, they didn't know that the water was hot when they got in. Eric Church knew.
He knew. And that's just more reason that I respect him, and I find myself surprised to say it.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way. And again, it's easy for us to say that because we did not have tickets to the show. We've already seen him rock out United Center. But yeah, I don't know. I just think the sports fandom, and I think there's a lot of people out there that don't realize people's bond to sports.
It can be very intense.
So intense. Like, I am so in, like.
But his family's going to be there and stuff, too, so that makes it easier,
and he gets time off the road to spend with his family, too. So that's another important aspect of it. You know, like, he gets to experience that with his family, with his kids. Like, I can't blame the guy. Plus, his last name is Church. You know, you don't want to.
He gets a pass.
You never. A lot of people blame the church for everything, you know, and this is just another example
of church versus state.